Our estimate on the previous slide, as we pointed out, largely covered the resources required to figure out the weaknesses in the clinical program, but not the resources required to fix any safety quality issues we've identified and then to train staff in any new or modified procedure. It's much harder to put an estimate on the preventative actions, quality improvement measures, including training, that we wish to implement. If we assume that one-third of a full-time equivalent, spread over all the clinic staff, is required to address identified safety quality issues, including staff training, is required for preventative actions, then a comprehensive program of the type envisioned here could be implemented by adding or reallocating one salary to the endeavor.